Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, once again, we have reached the midway point of the football season for Nebraska at 5-1, the bye week now for the Huskers. We're joined now by Husker Lion Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. Nebraska 5-1, one win away from a bowl game with six games to go. Do they look about what you thought they looked like before the season, or how do you assess them through six games compared to what you thought they looked like, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say if they look exactly like I thought they looked. I don't know if any fan right. base can say that about their team. In college football, but there's been good things we've seen on offense with Raiola. I think the offensive line has overcome injury adversity at times. There's questions still with the running game and how that works. Defensively, though, I think you can argue this group is as good, if not playing better right now than we thought they could play. I mean, the way they played in that goal line stand last week, and the way they're playing up front, the way Sierra Wright stepped in for Tommy Hill, John Bullock. There's been a lot of positives on this defense. Now, special teams, as we know, is a huge, huge thing still, particularly just some of the operational kicking issues and the punting issues that we saw in terms of the protection on the punts. But yeah, 5-1, you take 5-1, especially with where Nebraska's been since 2016.
Sean, I don't expect you to do a full-on analysis, but we haven't talked a lot about the offensive line. It doesn't feel like. How would you assess their play in a paragraph?
I think they've been okay. We had Jeremiah Searles last night. He's pleasantly surprised with Gunnar Gatula and how he's stepped in and what they've done. Obviously, he said he's not a great run blocker yet in terms of getting that push because he's a younger player. As he goes, it's usually just one on all the plays. He goes, there might just be one guy that might be off on what they're supposed to do, and it's not always the same person. So he feels like they're really close. It just hasn't been able to click for them as a unit, especially in the run game. But there are flashes of what they can be. Also, the backs probably need to do a better job at times of just hitting the hole. I mean, Emmett Johnson, we've seen a couple times, or guys have opportunities and they might just miss the hole or miss the read. So there's a lot of things that have, probably played a factor with the running game, but they need to run it better. I think if they're going to win in these final six games, they need that running game to produce much more than we've seen.
Joined by Sean Callahan. Sean, we saw Sierra Wright per PFF, Pro Football Focus, was the highest-ranked cornerback in the country in Week 6. I'm curious, how surprised are you by his performance so far in filling for Tommy Hill?
Well, as far as the recruit goes, he's higher-ranked than anybody they have, really on the entire defense. I mean, he's a bona fide top 100 player coming out of high school, started at USC. But the way he left USC made you question, what was the situation there? Clearly a change of scenery has been good for him getting to Nebraska. And so the talent's always been there. You just didn't know what was the issue at USC and why it didn't work there for him. But yeah, he's been, I expect him to play, to be ranked overall in the Big Ten right now. He's ranked number three in terms of corners in the conference. I think that the question now is how do they manage this with Tommy Hill? Because there's no doubt he's going to be on the field. It'd be just foolish to not be playing him from here on out. And Tommy Hill is the highest draft prospect still arguably on this roster. So how do you manage that moving forward with Marquise Buford also playing corner, Hartstug at a safety, like corner type role, I mean, there's a lot of moving around that's probably going to have to happen because you can't take Sierra Wright off the field right now.
Interesting, Sean. John, I'd say we've kind of covered this, but Bullock, did you envision this rise of Bullock? Is he playing? I'll phrase it this way. Is he playing at an all Big Ten level right now? I mean, a first team all Big Ten level?
It's, you know, numbers-wise, yes, but I always hesitate to ever say right now anyone's all Big Ten because there's 18 teams in this conference.
18.
And, you know, to get all Big Ten, you're pretty much an All-American at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think about it. I voted on it last year at 14, and mm-hmm. it's really, really hard to say you're all Big Ten because usually what happens is the best teams in the league, the votes go towards those players. So Nebraska's got to stay up there for guys to get all Big Ten. Do I think he's going to make a team, whether it's first, second, third? Yes. I think he's put himself in that position, which is kind of where you have to talk. Because, I mean, Nick Scowerton, in my opinion, was one of the best players in the Big Ten last year. He didn't make all Big Ten last year because he was on Purdue.
Right.
So some of it still has to do with the team you play for and where you finish. So Nebraska needs to finish strong for some of these players to get some of those recognitions.
Sean, I saw On3 had Dylan Raiola and Ja'Cory Barney and their freshman All-American team midseason. Do you worry about a freshman wall for either of those two players?
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to, at work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks, because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
No, not with Dylan. I mean, Dylan's not a typical freshman. I think for Barney, it's just the physicality and the scouting. You already saw Rutgers really had that scouted out well, but give Satterfield credit. They kind of used him as a decoy, and that freed up the Jahniren Bonner touchdown run. And, in fact, Ja'Cory Barney laid the key block on the edge to allow that to play. So I think for Nebraska now, can they use some of the things with Barney as wrinkles to open up some other things? Because obviously when he is on the field, they are going to key on him, especially when those motions come into play. Everybody's eyes are on those motions. So can that motion then allow other things? And we saw a couple runs pop early in the game up the middle because the eyes all move towards him when he's coming around the corner to Raiola. But they've been outstanding, you know, as true freshmen, what they've done. I'd like to see a kick return opportunity for Barney. The kick returns are just hard to come by. You just don't see a lot of them anymore in college football.
Hey, Sean, it's obviously a bye week. Now, you're at first blush, you might think, the coaches will head out and recruit. But that's not necessarily the case. I've heard you say, why is that?
Well, they only get 33 days total. So every coach out counts as a day. So if you put 10 coaches out today, that'd be 10 of your 33 days.
Okay.
So they're really careful. They've used probably 6, 7, 8 days already, and they're going to save them for the November bye week, and that rule will go out a lot during that week. You might see a coach out Friday this week, maybe one guy out here or there. But yeah, it's complicated because from September 1 to December 1, you only get 33 total days to use. And then there's no days anymore in December to go out in the living room before the early signing day in December. So this is it. Those 33 days are really important.
Is the idea that you go out on the second bye week because it's closer to that December signing date?
Yeah, it's closer to signing day.
Yeah, so that's why you head out.
Yep. Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Husker Online, Sean Callahan.
There you go. So it's not a big recruiting time this week. They practice up until I want to say Friday. Then they get Saturday and Sunday off. It's possible they get Friday. The players they might get Friday off too. I don't have my notebook in front of me. I wrote it down. I don't have
that in front of you though.
No. Okay. But would they have Friday off? Would the players have Friday off, or does it matter? Would you give them 3 days off?
Everyone does it different, but I would imagine they would have 3 days off.
God almighty, I wouldn't give those kids 3 days off. Yeah. I'd give them two if I were the head coach. Two is enough.
Coach Tipple over here.
Two. Why give them Friday? I mean, I don't get it.
Fresh recovery, happy team means a lot.
All right.
How you manage your team.
Saturday and Sunday, you can get happy and recover. That's just saying. But I think they might be off Friday. They might be off Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You give them 2 days off, though, if you're head coach. Head coach, you work the whole week. Head coach.
Got a lot of stuff to work on.
That's true. Before we get to break, hey, segment two, always sponsored by our friends at Bex Hybrids Farmers. We know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Bex has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to BexHybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three F's, faith, family, and farming at Bex Hybrids.
Got several photos of Trevor yesterday from non-Trevor people. Trevor was going field to field delivering meals.
He was?
He had meals like that. He was pulling up into random Bex fields when they were out harvesting, stopping the combine, going up into the combine with a container of hot food.
Wow.
Yes.
Wings,
barbecued pork sandwiches.
Jeez.
Yes. So they was delivering them unannounced.
Tupperware in the field.
All of a sudden, yes, Tupperware. All of a sudden, imagine all of a sudden you're just like, okay, we got to get this done. Who is that? I'll be go to hell. It's Trevor. Yeah, he's waiting at the end of the row. Oh, yeah. I'll be go to hell. And Trevor gets out like that, and he's got a cooler full of warm meats.
Go to hell.
Yeah.
That's service.
Bex. That's what it is. Me and Jake are used to it. We've been out there live. Jake drove his car.
We went to.
Jake drove his car. He's the only car that was there.
I got laughed at.
Yeah, it's really? The technology days.
Yeah, the technology.
He did. It was great. Yeah. There's like 500 cars there. I 500 trucks and
so
one
I
car.
So I ask you, other seed companies, are they showing up with
probably
coolers
not.
Of meats?
I would guess That's not.
Probably not. That's what Trevor does.
See,
That's
Trevor.
What he does. And guess who started that? Sonny Beck. Absolutely.
You'll meet him someday, Sip.
Well, maybe the Indiana game.
He'll probably be there.
There's a round two here.
Next weekend.
There's a round two.
Yeah. You get a second chance to see Sonny Beck.
Yeah. I mean, Bloomington's probably close to where he's at.
Atlanta, Indiana.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be far.
Wouldn't be far.
Louis Tiant, better times.
It was.
It was.
When we come back, the mailbag and song of the day.
The back.
And the ticket.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.